Well, blessings to each of you on this morning. Good morning, good morning. What a wonderful day to wake up in the freshness of the day where the dew is still on the grass, the sun is peeking through your window, and the Lord has given us another day that we have never seen before. Yes, the mercies of God are new every morning. Great is the Lord's faithfulness. Well, listen, I bid each of you a great day on this morning, welcoming all first-time guests on behalf of myself and our senior shepherd, Pastor Joseph Brown. We are welcoming any first-time guests, any friends who are returning. Listen, we are excited about the Lord's doings on this morning and in our life. So thank you for joining our empowerment call this morning. Listen, just a few observations that I have for you on tonight. We do have prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. It will be virtually only, and we are not fasting on today, but certainly this is our consecrated day. So set yourself before the Lord, the way the Lord is impacting you to do or prompting you to do. Make this a day where you do something that is set aside only for God. It is HOHDMV Day, and it is hallowed in the land, and anything can happen on today. And then I want you to make plans to join us right in the sanctuary of House of Healing DMV on Sunday for our Sunday morning worship, both in the sanctuary and virtually. And then lastly, listen, if you are a member of the House of Healing and you are a woman, on Sunday, I am asking that all women meet me. This is an all-call meeting for all women of the House of Healing D&D. Please plan to meet me for an information meeting for our women's tribe, the Ladies of Legacy. We've got some good stuff for you, so please plan to stay behind on Sunday after church. Amen. Well, these are all of my pertinent announcements and observations on today. I'm going to move swiftly right into our psalm. We have been studying the psalms, amen, the hymnal of the Bible. And so today we are in Psalm 55, and it is an extensive psalm, so I'm only going to extract one verse, and it is the key verse of the text. So we're in Psalm 55, and listen, I implore you, I admonish you to take some time and really study and chew this text. This is a heavyweight text. It will get you through the worst of the worst, all right? And so I want you to take some time and make it your meditation, make it your psalm, make it your prayer, amen. But I'm going to do one verse, Psalm 55 and 22, and it reads like this: cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Oh, my goodness. I love that verse. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. As I was preparing for our meditative time this morning, I heard my mother singing when things were going on in the house. She would always pick up a song, and she began to sing it in the house, and I heard her sweet voice singing in my ear, "Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there." So I am just going to extract our morning thought for this Empowerment Wednesday. Leave it there. Leave it there. And the big question that we find in Psalm 55 is how to handle pressure situations or how to handle a burden. This is what David was dealing with. He was trying to handle his burden, and he was in a pressurized situation. And he wants to teach us today through Psalm 55 and 22 that you handle it by leaving it there at the feet of Jesus. Well, burdens. Let's talk about burdens. We all get loaded down with them. Finances, strained marriages and broken relationships, emotional trauma, failing health, unexpected grief, you name it, and it can be causing or a crushing weight on the believer. See, burdens hang on us like a wet blanket. The burdens try to steal our joy and zap our strength. Sleep is elusive at best, and when you wake, your mind instantly begins right where you left off. Burdens, they make you feel like you are running a marathon when you are standing in a mud pit. Are you wondering how to cast your burdens on the Lord? Well, from David in this Psalm 55, I'll give you the brief outline. David is experiencing the weight of troubles and burdens all around him. You'll find that in verses 1 and 3. David is experiencing terrors within him. You'll find that in verses 4 through 5. And the treachery next to him, we find in verses 12 through 15 and verse 21, combined to make David wish he could get away from it all. That's in verse 6. The key verse of this study on this morning is Psalm 55:22. It introduces a theme that makes an appeal to all. We all must carry burdens. This is a world of burden bearing. Sorrow and trouble come like to all mankind. There is no respect of person. The rich have their share of burdens and trouble, as well as the poor. How true are the statements in Job 5 and 7 and 14 and 1. Read that in your leisure. Some must carry heavier burdens than others, and some of us have little conception of the hidden burdens that some may be our friends are carrying and those who we love. Often the deepest and the most poignant burdens are not seen. So what kind of burdens are the people carrying? We carry burdens to do with our home. Yes, some and most homes are sweet, but not all. In many homes, there is poverty, there is sickness and strained or broken relationships. We carry burdens of business responsibilities, burdens in connection with the Lord's work, burdens to do with our friends and our families. And this is what David is addressing in the text. He's talking about the betrayal of friends that has become a burden. Some carry physical burdens, temporal burdens, or temperamental burdens, which make us particularly prone to fear, worry, depression, and even despair. The burden of loss and bereavement, yeah, the burden of disappointment, the heaviest burden of all, we have to fight against the burden of sin. Look up Job 7 and 20. Oh, the burden of the unforgiven sin, of a guilty conscience, of an uncontrollable temper. Yes, there are many of the burdens, but what are we to do when we have a burden? Yes. How do we handle them? Well, I'm going to talk about what are we to do with life burdens. Well, it's right here, believe it or not, in Psalm 55, verse 22. There are three things are indicated in our verses. One, the first thing that we have to do when we are handling the burdens of life, handling the burdens that the Lord has placed in our path to grow us and to make us, right here in the text, we have to accept the burden of the Lord. Yes, the word burden here literally means that which he has given to you. Or the word may simply mean gift. What? You are telling me, Co-Pastor, that burdens are a gift? I didn't say it. I'm troubled with that too, but the Bible says it. Did you ever think of your burdens as a trust from God? To understand this is to take the first step in the transformation of trouble. That trial, disappointment, loss, is that God's doing? Yes. Oh, my goodness. He has permitted it. He has trusted you and I with it for some very wise and loving purpose. This is what Romans 8:28 speaks about. It has not come because of a fake or you are experiencing bad luck. No, it may have come from the devil, but only with the Lord's full permission. Therefore, accept the burden. Accept it from the Lord's hand. One reason God gives us burdens is to bear is that they may bring us closer to him. If you look at verse 19, it tells you, God, the one enthroned from long ago, will hear and will humiliate them because they do not change and they do not fear. So God has to put a little burden on our back so that we can hear and he brings about change. Yes, it is easy to forget him and become slack when things go smoothly. We all do it. When there are no changes, will you accept the burden from the Lord's hand? The second thing the verse says is to cast the burden upon the Lord. Well, the word cast here means throw, to throw it on him, to fling it on it, to toss it on him, or to hurl it on it. Yes, burden, cast, throw it on God, fling it on God, toss it on God, hurl it on God. It requires and denotes action and effort to cast the burden, to really let go. So when you are casting the burden, when you really let it go, you throw it on him. When you really let it go, you get mad and you pick up something and you fling it on the Lord and toss it on him. That's how aggressively he wants you to cast the burden. You see, Daniel was cast into the prison. Cast means so Daniel had to take that prison experience and he had to handle it, accept it, but he had to toss it and hurl it onto God so he could get through it. Jonah was cast into the sea and he had the responsibility right in the sea to fling it, to toss it, to throw it on God while he was going through it. John was cast into prison. Yes, he was. He was cast into prison. And right in the middle of the prison, he had to do what? He had to throw his burden. He had to fling his burden. He had to toss his burden. He had to hurl his burden onto the Lord. The devil will be cast into the lake of fire. And you and I are to cast our burdens upon the Lord. We got to give it to the Lord. I'm trying to get you, my friends and members of the house, to stay free while you're going through. You got to cast it on the Lord. He'll get you through it. Yes, he will. He is still a great burden bearer. And his gracious word to us and to the saints is that, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. Take the yoke of the Lord upon you and learn of him. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your so right in the middle of your burdensome situation. For the Bible says in verse 30, it says, for my yoke is easy. God gives us these burdens, yes, that in our weakness we may prove his strength, and that he is all sufficient. His all sufficient grace. This is how we prove it. He wants us to learn the great twofold lesson. What is that lesson? We cannot, but God can. That's the lesson. We cannot, but God can. Will you cast your burden today? Will you cast it on the Lord? Will you let him carry it for you? I come to tell somebody, it's too heavy. I know you're used to working it out. I know you're used to figuring it out, but the Lord said he wants to carry your burden. He wants to be a gentleman. He wants to take your baggage, Lord. He wants to help you to bear it. It's too heavy for you. Why don't you give it to God? Then the third thing that we find in this verse is that not only must we accept the burden, cast the burden on the Lord, but then we got to do what? We got to leave the burden with God. We got to leave it there. Once we cast our burdens upon him, he assumes full responsibility for it and for us. And he promises to sustain or uphold us. This is what I like about God. He's a bad kind of God. How wonderful this is. The Bible says at the latter clause of this verse, he will sustain you. And I come to tell somebody, I know that we suffer in private, but I'm coming to that private suffering of burden bearing. And I come to tell you that you won't buckle under the weight. The Lord will sustain you. Yes, he will. But more than that, the Bible says he will never let the righteous fall. Lord, have mercy. He'll never let us fall. Even when we feel like we're about to fall over a cliff, even when we feel like our back is about to break, our mind is about to snap, I come to tell somebody, he's going to sustain you, and you are the righteous, and you will not fall. No, never. You will not fall. So I come to tell you, fear not, for the Lord is with you. See, he keeps your wants, the Lord, your joys, your sorrows, your cares, and your fears before God. You cannot burden him too much. You cannot weary God too much. Take it to him. Some of you think that God doesn't care. You might say, I've told him time and time again, but I'm trying to tell you is that the reason why you feel the weight is because you won't leave it there. You keep picking it up. You keep trying to fix it up. God didn't say that. He said, cast it. He said, throw it on me. He said, bring it on me. I can handle it. Oh, yes, I don't need your help. I need you to obey and cast it. Give it to me. I'll take it. You got to take it to the Lord and then leave it there. Everything that perplexes the mind, nothing is too great for God to bear, for he holds the world. He's the ruler over all of the affairs of the universe. There is no chapter in our experience too dark for God to read. There is no perplexity too difficult for God to unravel. See, when we are tempted to look on the dark side, let us open the windows of the soul. We got to open the windows of our soul and turn our soul heavenward, that the light beams of the Sun of Righteousness may shine in to your dark, burdensome situation. Let us, yes, I implore you today, glory to God, let us draw near to God. He has promised that as we draw near to him, he will draw near to us and lift us morning, and I come to draw you out and push you upward, that God may grant you a breath of the heavenly atmosphere. Yes, you've been hidden in your soul, but you need the breath and experience the breath of a heavenly atmosphere. Yes, we must keep so near to God that in every unexpected trial, our thoughts will turn to him as naturally as a flower turns to the sun. I hear somebody by the Spirit, yes, yelling, God, I can't take this anymore. I hear somebody in the ocean shouting it out loud, I can't take it anymore. And to you, the Lord is saying, trust me, surrender the burden of the Messiah. God, I feel it to be the Messiah. Your experience is not the first of its kind. When you don't know what to do with a burden, it produces weariness. And the Lord is coming with an answer. Oh, what to do with this burden? You got to let God do the heavy lifting. Do you hear me, saints? You got to let God do the heavy lifting. Surely the word says that the government shall be upon his shoulder. Oh, my God, you must deliberately hurl it onto the shoulders of God. Get it off your back. Get it off your mind. Get it off. Get it off your spirit. Hold it on God. I dare you to jump up out your bed. I dare you to walk by faith and begin to fling it on God. Yes, put it on his shoulders. He can handle it for you. He can handle you, and he can handle it. The Lord is sending help to someone during the battle to enable someone to still win, even in precious situations. I come to tell somebody this morning, as I get ready to leave this house, you can still win in precious situations. Oh, yes, you can. For the Bible says, he's teaching someone that even in the middle of the furnace of fires, yes, the furnace of fires, you must learn how to move from sweating blood to perfect peace in the face of an horrific circumstance. You will not be destroyed, but the Bible says that you will be refined. Oh, yes, you will. You will be refined. You won't be destroyed. You're going to be refined. Oh, yes. You're going to be ennobled. And the Lord is getting ready to polish you. The Lord is lifting. Do you hear me? I feel it real strong. The Lord is lifting someone's heavy weight. The Lord is lifting the heavy weight of our burdens. Oh, my dear. You are getting ready. No more. To move from a heavyweight situation to where it's getting ready to become lightweight, because the burden of the Lord is still easy. The burden of the Lord is light. Someone by faith needs to give over their burdens to the Lord. I said, leave it there. I said, leave it there. Leave it in his presence. Leave it on the altar of the Lord. The Bible says to cast the burden, it simply means to rest upon the providence of the Lord's promise. I said, you got to cast it, and then you rest in the providence of God's promise. When you do that, the Lord will carry us in the arms of his power. He will not suffer the righteous to be moved or shaken by any trouble. It's in the text. I'm not making it up. I said, the Lord will not suffer the righteous hear the Lord's reply. This trouble from unexpected sources. This is trouble from unexpected sources. You see, David in the text, he has a heavy burden. Oh my God, in the crevices of his soul, because he had been betrayed by the one that he loved. He had been betrayed by the one he had pulled closer into his heart. I ain't got time to deal with it, but there's nothing like a betrayal. But David is teaching us how to roll our cares on the Lord and to handle it even when it has broken us. The lifter. I come to tell somebody that out of this text, David wants to remind us that the lifter is here. Do you hear me, saints? I said the lifter is on the line. He's on the line. For is this individual? I'm speaking to a specific individual. You can weigh in on it. But the Lord is lifting someone to help you bear up under your burden. This trial is designed to push you to cast it on God. I said this trial is to push you to cast it on God. He is your stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord said, even in this great trial, I'll give you rest for your soul. I'm coming after the unrest in the soul. The Lord is coming to give you rest. I said right in your shikataya, right in your soul. I'm going to be okay. He just wants you to leave the heavy burden and take up the yoke that is easy. God loves us beyond our wildest imagination. We must trust. He can know. God, I feel you in my sanctum. We must trust that in our muddy mess, he is in the process of showing us how to rely on him for everything. So let's look at four biblical steps that you can take to use to cast your burdens on the Lord and climb out and out of your pit. Here we go. The first thing, to cast your burdens and climb up out of this pit, you got to say it. Lord have mercy. You got to say it. Speak it loudly and speak in deeply from your heart. And yes, you got to tell God exactly what your burdens are. And I want you to cry it out in prayer. Cry it out in prayer. And I want you to cry it out loud. Praying is quite different than pondering. See, some of you, your soul is heavy because you ain't been praying. You've been pondering. That's a difference. Pondering is not prayer. It's our nature to think we can figure it out, manipulate and predict without ever actually praying. But pondering is something. It isn't going to change. Pondering something is not going to cause it to change. God knows the intentions of the heart. But when we are in a pit, our heart needs to be physically, our heart needs to physically cry out for help. We need to speak truth to our minds and get gut honest with our Heavenly Father. The writer cries out from the deepest place in his heart. Yeah, they were constantly in a state of running muddy marathons. But David, he cries out. These cries came from the deepest place where his burdens were all stored. They named them. You got to name it. They got persistent with God. This is David. He got down to business with God on the heart level. We need to do that as well. You got to write it out. Speak it out, cry it out, shout it out. Whatever you do, you just got to say it until God intervenes. You got to say it until God does it for you. Leave it there, but keep on saying it. The next thing you got to do, say it until you are out of words. Say it until you are out of tears. Hey, say it until you see the end of you and the beginning of God. The power of reaching out to God. It unlocks the door to heaven. Oh my God, I gotta go. You got to say it. Keep doing it until God moves. But be sure to also do this next step. You gotta soak it in scripture. You got to say it, and you got to soak it in scripture. Get into God's word. If you have a specific burden, it's dragging you under. I said, name it and start looking for scripture verses. If you don't know where to start, you just try Google. That's what we do anyway. Find the Bible verse that fits your situation. There is always a concordance in the back of your Bible. You find the word and you soak it in scripture. Why not put your favorite scripture on a sticky note? Make that verse your screensaver. You got to soak it in the scripture. And the last thing, and I got to pray. This is the third thing, not the last. I got one more. You got to say it. You got to soak it in scripture. And Pastor has been telling us time and time again, we got to cloud our atmosphere with worship to wash it. So the third thing, you say it, you soak it in scripture. Then the Lord wants you to sing. This is what David is telling you. Your adversary hates worship. Your adversary hates worship. There is nothing as effective as keeping your enemy at bay than to sing worship songs that are based in biblical truth. One thing about a burden is they make us self-centered. When we are burdened, it's all about our problem. It's all about our situation. It's all about our feelings. That is a yucky temperament. Worship takes our eyes off of our mess, and it fixes our eyes on the awesome God. You got to sing. And finally, and I'm getting ready to pray, you got to surround yourself with warriors. Did you hear me? I said you got to surround yourself with some warriors. You got to say it. My God, you got to soak it in scripture. You got to sing. And then you got to get some help and surround yourself with warriors. God did not design you to carry burdens alone. He gave you a community in Christ who can identify with your struggles, encourage you on the road to freedom. So I implore you today, I want you to gather a few close believers that are true prayer warriors, not working on being a warrior, but they got some experience. Or if you can't find them, you seek out professional Bible counselors to guide you into truth. But whatever you do, you need to surround yourself with prayer warriors who can help you pull out of your pit and encourage you on the path to healing and wholeness. Never underestimate the power of surrounding yourself with warriors. So today, beloveds, the Lord's imploring you to leave it there. You got to say it. You got to soak. You got to sing. And you got to surround. And I pray today that each of you cast our burdens or your burdens on God and lighten the load. He's coming to lighten the load. Let us pray, dear Heavenly Father. God, I love you on this morning, and I feel you in my soul. Hallelujah. I give you praise. We lift this morning the people who are struggling to hear your whispers of hope. Father, today we are interceding for the one who is beyond weary. For many, they have been hit with one wave after another, dear God, without a reprieve. They are physically and emotionally exhausted. But today, the lifter is here. The burden bearer is here, and he's coming to lift you out of every pit. God. Oh, my God, that you give them and help them find relief and rest from their weariness, Father. Oh, they need you today. Somebody needs you today. The one that's crying, I can't take it no more. They need you today, Lord. And we send you into their space like a mighty rushing wind. Overtake them, Lord, and be their lifter. They need you. Oh, my God, today, your people need your strength. Your people need your comfort. Your people need your peace today. Hey, your people need direction. I see somebody searching. They can't find their way. Oh, Jesus, be the compass of their way today. The burden lifter is with us today, and he's coming to lift the burden. He's coming to lift your burdens, hey, and cause your yoke to be easy. Oh, God, you said in your word that you are a shield for us. You are our glory, and you are the one who will lift our head. I cry to the Lord with our voice, and he has heard us from the holy hill, Lord. Oh, my God, today you are our helper. You are our keeper. You are our way maker. You are with us wherever we go, and for that, God, we are grateful. Father, your people, we have no need to fear the unknown, God, because our tomorrows, they are held in your hand. Our Father, we humbly give our tomorrows over to you, because the burdens of today are too great to carry. And so, Father, I pray that your people be strong. Hey, yeah. I said be strong, my people. Be courageous, because you are with the Lord, and the Lord is with us. Father, today, help your people to be sure-footed, because you are the directors of their path. And God, I pray right here on the days to come when they're confident and their carriage to live. Those days, dear Lord, when doubt messes with their mind, on those days, I pray that they will look up to you, the author and the finisher of their faith, Father. I pray, oh God, that your people will trust you to undergird them and lift up their head to behold their miracle. For the miracle of the Lord, I said, is really on the way. Father, Lord, dear God, I love you, for you are a faithful Lord. You are a faithful God, and you are good. Yes, you are. You are the lifter of their head. You are the lifter of our burdens. So, God, I ask that you lift those around us who are heavy laden with burdens today. They will not, created to carry. Father, open their ears to hear you calling them to come to you so that they may receive rest from you. Oh, God, bathe them in your grace. I said, bathe them in your grace. Anoint these people. Anoint them with peace that passes all understanding. Abba, awaken their hearts to grant the understanding that you really are with them, just as you promised. They are not alone. I come to tell somebody, you're not alone. And together with you on our side, we will rise up out of the pit of despair, out of the burdensome pit, and we will move mountains. We can leap over walls, and we can overcome darkness, bringing whatever assault into the my sister, my brother, you will win over every worry that plenty to be kuskata. Your life and your mind, you're walking in the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. Remember, when you can't take it, believers, take it to the Lord and leave it there. How do you do that? You're going to say it. You're going to soak it. You're going to sing. And you are going to surround yourself with warriors. Be blessed in the Lord. I love you. Have a magnificent day. Bye-bye.